FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo. De Novos.
De Novos.
New
FM.
Oh, good morning, guys.
Hey,
Ben.
Back.
Oh, we're back.
Good to have you back, man.
Thanks, man. The coronavirus scare, a little bit scary, actually, on the weekend. Got tested, came back negative on Monday. But, of course, good old New FM following a procedure. Mm. I needed a written letter from my doctor, so I've got the letter.
Oh, good to hear. You're in business.
Oh, if I forgot to get the lighter off you. I was going to light a sparkler so we could celebrate.
Celebrate in style.
It feels really good to be back, though, guys. Good to see you. I've been so bored.
Yeah.
So lonely.
Bored in the house and I'm in the house bored.
Real talk, I didn't realise how much I would miss you guys.
Oh,
I miss
Maddie.
You too, man.
You too, Hamish. You too. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm very excited to be back. Of course, the drive-through wedding, I'm excited about that. That's coming up next week, yeah?
29th.
Yeah,
29th. Two weeks?
2 weeks away, I think, still.
Yeah. So
if you're doing a jade, this week's basically gone.
Yeah,
so if it's next week,
already.
Then yeah, you're right.
Jade and I actually caught up yesterday.
Yeah, you did a little trip to Bunnings, didn't you?
Yeah, we went plant shopping. I have a new child. I have an indoor plant in my room now.
Called Philly.
You've named it, have you?
Because I was saying to Maddie, oh, I've not grown this one before. I don't know how it's going to go. Don't trust me. And then Maddie's like, I like it. So we got it. And I said, maybe we should go speak to the horticulturalist and find out if...
A little bit of info.
If you need a liquid fertiliser every couple of weeks. And Maddie's like, nah.
And
then so we're at
That'll
the checkout.
That'll just upsell you.
We're at the checkout. And because for some reason this plant, you know how they come with the tabs that tells you all the information on it?
Had no information.
It had nothing. It just said great indoor plant. So I took a picture of the name of the actual plant species on the Bunnings screen for you so we can Google it later.
Thanks.
Oh, excellent.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Crevo, coming up next, the latest.
That's right. We're going to find out everything COVID-19 details, etc. from Hamish.
All right. Kicking off your Wednesday right now. Nickelback, How You Remind Me at New FM 6 past 6. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. The latest with Hamish.
Hamish is here. COVID-19, what are all the latest details? What do we need to know about?
Well, yes, I'm glad to see that Matty found the interesting there. Very good.
Yeah, well done. Naked without the opener there, Hamish.
Stuck in the cupboard and you had the key and they couldn't get it unlocked. Okay, coronavirus. So Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, the poor Treasurer, he's awaiting the results of his own coronavirus test because as he was giving a speech to Parliament yesterday on what would have been normally budget day, he suffered through a 1 minute coughing fit, and
I saw this. Isn't this funny?
Poor guy.
I mean, I hope he's fine, but he probably doesn't have it. He's probably just coughing.
Yes,
he can cough. You know,
you can cough, and it doesn't mean that you know the Parliament needs to shut down.
I'm petrified when I cough now, though. I feel sorry for that fella because when I was in H&M on the weekend, and I was shopping, and the dust. You know how I'm sensitive to dust in this building sometimes too. And I'll just start sneezing and firing off. I started sneezing, like, constantly. So I actually ducked and hid behind one of the clothing racks.
Because that's not sus.
I didn't want to feel judged. So I understand what that guy feels like.
Yes, Josh Frydenberg. Yeah, did that guy.
That person in Parliament.
Did you do the whole sneezing into the elbow thing, Jade? Did you sneeze properly?
I did sneeze properly, but I was still petrified they were going to kick me out of the store.
She just did it into the $10 T-shirt.
Yeah, it was new sale.
Because poor old Josh, he's come under a bit of fire for not coughing properly.
According to
regulations, which is coughing into your... it's difficult to cough into your elbow.
Anyway. Some people have longer that bit of the arm, don't they?
Yeah. Everyone's going to have to start doing yoga.
Yeah, stretch.
Yeah, stretch out a bit.
Anyway, so what Josh Frydenberg was talking about was the fact that if they are able to successfully ease the restrictions, it could see the economy grow by about $9 billion a month, which is very encouraging.
Yeah.
And if we bust, the problem is that if it does go down again, if we do have to reimpose the restrictions, it could cost a lot more, $1.4 billion a week in New South Wales alone. Yes. So it kind of just underlines the fact that, yeah, though the restrictions are going to ease from Friday, we need to be very, very mindful and just be just socially distanced, still just be very, very careful.
I've got to say, it is so important to go and get tested. Do you know what? Yeah. It takes less than half an hour. You go there, they're very efficient, and you get a result, and it's better for everyone. The more people that get tested, the quicker that this thing will, be absent in our lives.
Absolutely, yep. Responsibility. And finally, too, talking about China. Now, they've blindsided the Australian government a bit here. They've suspended beef imports from 4 Australian abattoirs. Now, relations between Australia and China are pretty much at an all-time low, and that's saying something.
Very frosty at the moment.
Yeah, very frosty, because, Australia has been pushing for an international investigation into how coronavirus started, and Beijing has a real problem with that. Yeah. And so now we've had this issue with the barley excise, the tax. They're putting an 80% tax on our imports, exports, and now they're actually going to cut a significant amount of beef that we send them as well, too. It's worth around $3 billion a year.
Can't we send it somewhere else?
Well, we can, but China is just the biggest customer,
by
far.
They love a bit of beef.
Yeah. So it will cost
send
us.
Send it to Italy.
Well, I think they've got heaps of beef.
No, it's not as good.
Well, we have a trading agreement with China, and they seem to be taking...
It's already organised.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, good old China, they do take things very personally. Mm-hmm. And I think that this, frankly, the call that the government's made, and it's bipartisan, that there needs to be an international investigation into it, it's not that unreasonable, really, frankly.
Of course it's not. It's not.
And if you haven't done anything wrong, you wouldn't be so defensive, because that's what... happen, so
you've only shut down the whole world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Exactly. Probably for gain, personal gain, but anyway.
But you're right, should send it somewhere else.
Yeah, 100%. Thank you, Hamish.
No worries, guys.
What's in Jade's box? Up next, guys, we have a very cool cheese pack to give away. We've got a VIP Bell box worth $75 from Hunter Bell Dairy Co. to give away. So many different cheeses in this thing.
I know. It's luxe.
You know what?
Finger licking.
Because we're all back as a team today, let's chuck in a bottle of wine as well.
Oh,
wine
that's
and
a good
cheese
idea.
Pack. Woo! Make it extra special. 13-10-09, Jade, give it a shake, please.
All right, here we go.
Ooh. All right, first clue is you use this in a tight space to suck.
Okay, taking your calls next. 13-10-09 at 6:15 with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
UFM.
The Novos. What's in Jade's box?
13-10-09 to play What's in Jade's Box this morning. We have a VIP Bell Box, $75 worth of Hunter Bell Dairy Co. cheese to give away, chucking in a bottle of wine. Wine
Perfect.
And cheese, winning that before 6:30. Fantastic.
I love Hunter Bell cheese.
It's amazing, right?
Oh, the best.
So good.
I actually went to the farmer's market on Sunday and I bought myself a block of their old smoky cheese.
Oh, that sounds good.
Really delicious. You've got to try their stuff.
One of the best, the old smoky. I've had that a few times.
It's honestly amazing. Have you had it?
I haven't had
you
that one.
You would love it. It's like, honestly, you've got like barbecued cheese.
Oh, right? I do love a smoked cheese. In fact, I've had a big variety of their cheeses. Very good quality. Delicious.
Yeah, very good. All right, give me a box of shake, please, Jade.
Here we go.
Rebo, the first clue was?
You use it in a tight space to suck.
All right, let's go to the phone.
Hey, Anthony.
Hey, mate.
Good morning, guys.
Morning. What's been happening with you, buddy?
Pardon?
What's been happening?
I'm on my way to work and,
thought I'm going to get myself some cheese and wine.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
You're going to share it with the missus?
No.
Nice. No. Okay.
No. I'm not a wine fan or a cheese fan, so I'll get it all myself.
So do you have a man cave that you can retreat to and, like, dine in style?
Yeah, nah.
Oh, yeah. Just anywhere.
It's not really a bloke's thing, is it, wine and cheese? Crevo and I love
it.
Maybe I'm wrong.
So the 100% of the blokes in here love it. So
well, you're a truck driver, Anthony, so I could picture you for all of a sudden, you know, with this picking up your Hunter Bell cheese pack and, you know, getting around at the truck stop with a glass of wine and your cheese for lunch.
Oh, I'd get ripped.
You have to eat it secretly behind a strong magazine.
Yeah, exactly right.
I'm just imagining some big burly truckie eating his meat pie and there's Anthony cutting up his cheese.
He's fine dining.
Some camembert. Yes, please.
No, that's sick. All right, Anthony, what's in my box?
Hopefully it's an attachment that you put on a vacuum or a dustbuster or something like that.
That is 100% correct.
That's the way. Thanks, mate. You've scored yourself that beautiful box of cheese, bottle of wine, all thanks to Hunter Bell Dairy Co. Enjoy that. Thank you very much. Another pack to give away tomorrow, guys.
Oh, lucky devil. But you know what? Someone else is pretty lucky out there in the world, guys. A man from North Carolina, just across the ditch, he's been playing the same lotto numbers.
Just across the ditch.
Yeah. A real
sure
big ditch.
Yeah.
You mean New Zealand.
No. Just across the ditch. It's just the other way. But nope. He's been playing the same lotto numbers that he found in a fortune cookie for 5 years, and it's finally paid off for him. I'll tell you how much he's won in a sec.
All right. News time next with Hamish. It's 6:24 with the Novos. Good morning.
UFM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
So I know we've been back all together, first day today from holidays, and yesterday, 2 days ago, I spoke about my crocheting on the radio.
Yeah, your new hobby.
And Maddie...
The first of your 100-year-old hobbies.
Exactly. And Maddie, I promised you I'd wear the scarf that I actually made Ben, and he's refusing to wear it, not because he doesn't like it, but because he reckons it makes him feel itchy.
Jade, yeah. I did feel it before.
Not soft.
It feels like 40 grit sandpaper.
Did you buy the really cheap wool?
No, I think this is, I don't know, I think it's part wool, part acrylic. But do you know, you have fun.
Yeah, the cheap wool.
No, but fun fact, acrylic's the one that's actually softer than wool. Wool is what makes you itch. So
wool can be quite itchy.
Yeah, the more wool you have, the itchier the scarf and the more expensive
cashmere.
It is.
Get cashmere.
Acrylic makes you sweaty though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but it keeps you warm. But you said to me about 20 minutes ago, do you reckon you could make me one for Mardi Gras next year?
But no, I'm open to it.
I was thinking, because I've been sitting here thinking about
something
it.
Something a bit softer.
Yeah. But I was thinking, but you're going to get hot. Like Mardi Gras.
No, I'll just wear that.
Just scarf, okay. Nothing else. I'll have to start mentally prepping for the scarf. But guys, I am a little bit jealous of this guy, and I'm happy for him at the same time, because he's actually been playing the same lotto numbers that he found in a fortune cookie for 5 years. He finally won $2 million.
What a payoff. You love a lotto win story.
Oh, I do.
Especially when there's like some secret technique they've used.
Yeah.
Any secret technique, Jade's keen on to win money.
I'm stoked for this guy. I get a little bit jealous, but I think that's no way to live. You've got to be happy for other people. And I really am, because I just think, I wish that was me. That dedication playing those same numbers. But it got us thinking, on 13:10:09, how long have you been playing the same numbers for?
Now, I think there's people out there who do it for, like, 5 years is good, but I reckon there's more.
See, I'm more for the auto-generated number.
Random pick.
Yeah. I feel like,
I don't trust the machine. I know they say it's, you know, automated and they don't tamper with it, but...
Mm. You think they do? Do you have lucky numbers that you...
Just birthdays. Like, that's no secret
Give
formula.
Give us your top three lucky numbers so people can use them.
No.
Imagine you all share the prize.
And then, no, imagine someone played my lucky numbers and they won. I'd be pissed.
Millions of dollars.
I couldn't be happy for you,
Jane,
then.
I just wanted to call you up and thank you.
I'd be so angry.
I just won $2 million.
So we're not asking you to reveal your lucky numbers.
No.
Just let us know.
Damn. I'm about to write them down.
If you've been playing them for ages.
Yeah.
All right, taking your calls next after Savage Garden. This is truly, madly, deeply. It's 6:36 with the Novos. Good morning. 23 degrees on the coast, the top today, 22 at Maitland in the Valley. This is 105.3 New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And on 13:10:09 this morning, we're asking you, how long have you been playing the same numbers for? Because this lucky chap over across the way, he played his lucky numbers that he found in a fortune cookie for 5 years and it paid off. He won 2 million buckaroonies.
See, that's huge. Now, we're Massive. Talking about people that play their numbers for a long time. My friend, her grandpa is like, he loves a little bet and stuff. And he loves playing lotto. So he's always, for a long time, he was looking for lucky numbers. So the way he would do it is he'd call up my friend, his granddaughter, and he'd just start asking random questions, like for her rego details, like her number plate. Like, what's your birthday again? And she knew straight away when he started asking these questions, he was trying to work out, like, lucky numbers.
That's so sweet.
Because he absolutely bloody loved the lotto.
Did it pay off?
Oh, he won. He'd win, like, a few hundred or a couple grand, maybe, tops. But he played all the time. It was just his hobby.
I'll give you a tip. I always put 18 in mine because I was born on the 18th. So I do always play lucky number 18.
Jade, I think every single person who plays their own numbers uses birthdays.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It's not that common. All right, 13:10:09. How long have you been playing the same numbers for, Jason? Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing good, man. Tell us, the longest period you've been playing numbers for?
I've been playing these numbers for just over 10 years now.
10 years.
Decade.
Walk us through how you arrived at this set of numbers. What meaning do they have to you?
It started off just as a couple of birthday numbers, mine and my fiance's birthday numbers, and then they're not so lucky, so we weren't really winning anything. And so the games just, we added a few more games and just random numbers, and they're still not lucky.
Oh, so you've given up playing the same numbers, or you just...
No, I still play them.
Still playing them. So you're just hoping that one payday one day.
Yeah, yeah.
And
just
you can't...
Away in the red.
Like, once you get to 10 years, you can't change. Because what if those lucky ones came up? You'd never forgive yourself.
I know. And sometimes I almost forget to play the numbers that week because I just put them on every week.
Yeah.
So I'll do it online and then it'll be real late on a Saturday afternoon. I'm going... Oh no, numbers.
Wow. That's commitment, man.
You're
hey.
Shackled to them for life, really.
Yeah.
It's like a marriage.
It is.
How much do you reckon you've spent on lotto tickets?
It cost me $20 a week.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right. Like, in terms of the grand scheme of things, people spend a lot more on a lot worse hobbies, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, thank you, Jason. 10 years in the deep. There you go.
Call us in another 10. It'd be awesome.
Yeah. Hey, guys, obviously, first day back for me today. I've had a couple of weeks off. Well, two weeks and 2 days, in fact.
Yeah. Living the big life.
Do you know, in my life, you know, I spend a lot of time at work and I go home and I come to work and I don't do much else and, you know, I don't really try and hang out with a lot of people, but things have changed.
Ooh, okay.
I've joined a cult.
A cult?
A cult.
I've joined a cult and this cult is full of my kind of people.
Cults are bad.
I don't think so.
Oh, I can't
I'm
wait
gonna
to
tell
hear
you
about
more
this.
Next. Okay. M644, good morning.
Maddie and Crevo, the Novo.
A very chilly 5 degrees currently at Maitland today. This is 105.3 New FM. Guys, I've been in isolation for the last few days, right? Mm-hmm. I got tested for COVID on the weekend and I've been spending my time on this Facebook group that I was invited to, right? And I just can't stop communicating with the people in this group, right?
You're in a cult.
Yeah, so you're saying you're calling it a cult.
It's almost cult-like. So the Facebook group, right, is called Millions of Mats. So I'm going to run through. Okay, so basically it's a group where only Matts are allowed to join.
Are you serious?
Apparently, that's awesome. 5,700 members or Matts at the moment, and I'm just loving it. Matts are cool guys.
What are you talking about in this group?
I'm just going to run through some of the things that the different Matts around the world post, right?
This is awesome.
There are things like, any other Matt's got a dog. So then everyone just starts posting pictures of their dogs. So you can tick off the pet pictures, right? Another one that I've got here.
I posted
something last night. You know the episode of The Simpsons where Ned Flanders has the family reunion and there's like 100 Ned Flanders?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
I posted that photo. They're all Matts.
That's amazing.
Another one is any reptile Matts out there, people who collect reptiles. Any musical Matts out there, people. But I've got to say, I love connecting with other Matts.
That's sweet. You've got millions of Matts.
Do you know what? There are very specific rules, though. If you're a Matt, you understand this. One T Matt's not allowed in this group.
Really?
Only two T's.
Really?
That's hilarious.
Is that a group rule? Is there rules?
Yeah, there are rules.
Of course there are
but
rules.
But I love this. Like, there's absolutely everything that you could think of on this in this group. I love it.
Now, I've just Googled or searched on Facebook millions of marks. There's no group.
Really?
So I might start that up. Because you get in on the ground floor with something like that, you get to be admin and be a real boss.
Would you really want to be admin?
No, absolutely not.
Couldn't think
not.
Of anything worse
just
than
talking
being
about it.
Admin of a group.
It's just so fascinating seeing what people, Matts, all around the world do. I found out there are approximately 1,465 Matthews around on the planet.
That seems...
Not that many, right?
I was
right?
going to say that seems low to me.
Not that
being
many.
Being a biblical name.
I know. Well, I maybe one of the Matts on... That was from another Matt that
maybe
fat,
got the
so, call, you know.
Maybe, are they the Matts that don't do math? Is that
I just put million jades into the search bar on Facebook and it
nothing.
Just comes up... No, there's a million jades, but it must be... comes up a Chinese...
I was going to say, that sounds like a company.
Store or something
that
like
sells
that.
Sells jewellery.
I love this one. Any porn star Matts?
Anyone reply?
70 comments.
Amazing.
Well, there's actually talk of a Matt conference.
That is cool.
That would
imagine, you go?
Would you go, yeah.
Yeah, I would. So,
how far would you travel?
Well,
it's in Geneva.
To Sydney. Maybe. But so they've ranked the amount, like the countries where the most Matts are on mm-hmm. this group. So we're second. So there's a big chance that that could actually happen.
In Australia.
Wow.
You
yeah.
should put it out there now to like plant the seed.
Yeah, let's have a million marks or million Matts conference in Sydney.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen.
What are
happen.
Your thoughts? Everyone will comment on it.
Everyone just wears their little name badge. Yeah. Music. Hey, Matt.
And then there's
Matthew?
Like, oh, Matt.h. I'm a Matt.h.
Oh, before we wrap this up, somebody commented, I found another Matt Harrison.
Oh, wow.
In the group.
We got to talk to them.
Fascinating.
Would
I was
they
chatting
come on
to
the
him
show?
Last night. Yeah, I think he would.
That's
he's
awesome.
He's a cool guy. He's a cool guy.
Of course he is.
News time coming up next, and then Jade.
I dropped something in the toilet yesterday.
I heard about this. Your perfume.
Mm-hmm.
Your Britney Spears
perfume. Devastated. Wearing it today, though. Smell like a daisy still. But we'll chat more about what you dropped in the toilet after this.
Okay, doing it next. 7 o'clock. Good morning, Newcastle.
Hey, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
UFM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo.
The official Novos. Now, Jade, you love your Britney perfume, don't you?
I do.
It's quite cheap. Chemist Warehouse, yeah?
Yeah. Or you can, honestly, you can pick up anywhere. Priceline, Myer still
do
sell
pay
it.
For that?
You can pick it up on sale for like sometimes $49, sometimes as low as $39, 100ml bottle.
Is it Britney Fantasy?
Yeah.
So is that the round bottle with the little fake diamantes?
Yeah, it's hot pink with the diamantes, and it's the best.
That suits you to an absolute
but
K, doesn't
I wear it. I still get compliments all the time on it. Like it's my go-to. And
my grandma wears a Britney Spears Fantasy.
It's awesome.
I kid you not.
Yeah, because it's great. I think every woman has bought that fragrance and at least still has it at their home. Whether they wear it, they've moved on, but they've had it
in
their past.
That's how Brits survived all of these years without releasing music.
Yeah, but I legit dropped it in the toilet yesterday morning.
Did you fish it out?
Yeah, I did. Thank God I did. I went to the toilet and thank heavens I flushed. I had a moment and I looked down. I was like, oh my God, thank God. So I had to dive in, get it out, and I was there with the hand soap, washing the bottle, making sure it was all clean.
How full was it?
Like still half full, so I wasn't throwing that away.
Throw that away.
No, even if it is cheap as chips, like not a chance. But on 13 10 09, what have you dropped or what have you seen in the loo? Maybe you've dropped something in the toilet before, or you've gone to the toilet and you've seen what someone's dropped in there. We're going to take your calls next.
All right, doing it after Taylor Swift. This is Shake It Off at 105.3 in UFM. It's 7:09. Good morning. Currently 8 degrees at Shoal Bay, 10 at Warners Bay. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. And on 13:10:09 this morning, we are talking what have you dropped or seen in the toilet, Jane?
Yes, taking your calls on 13:10:09 this morning. Because
that
I dropped...
number again, 13:10:09.
Because I dropped my perfume in the toilet. Devastated. I have done this before as well. I've dropped...
Really?
Not my perfume, but my mobile phone. I actually had it sitting in my back pocket of my work jeans, and then when I pulled my pants down to go to the toilet, it just flipped my iPhone out.
Into the work toilet?
Yeah, it was Birch, Carroll and Coyle at Maroochydore.
Oh, now there's a toilet that you're not fishing something out of.
No, I did. I had
seen about 30 million choc tops roll through
I went
there.
In and I delved in, had no choice. It was devastating. But, hey, it happens.
Okay, scenario for you. Mm. I know that the women's toilets here at the station, pretty rank. Would you fish something out of these toilets?
If my phone fell in,
you'd
have to.
If it's going into the water, though, it's most likely not going to work afterwards. So just
leave it. There's always a chance.
So bad.
You've got to be positive. I remember I took it apart and I got a cotton bud and dead old bleach. Mm. And I went and I just went around every inch of that phone and I bleached it.
All right.
Extreme.
So we're talking also what you've seen in the loo. When I was maybe about 18, 19, real messy at a club, and somebody had dropped the 50 in the trough.
I was like... Crevo!
I had not much money, and I was like, $50, that's a lot of drinks.
Hell yeah.
So I grabbed a paper towel, pinched it and then put it in the sink and washed it.
Yeah.
Dried it off with the paper towel. I took it up, got a drink, got the change. I was like, we're in business for the rest of the night, boys.
That's awesome.
But it was that moment in my mind where I was like, do I do this? Do I sink this low or do I leave it?
Do you know what? It really depends.
$50 though, I couldn't resist.
It depends if anyone was watching at the time.
Empty club bathroom.
Empty club bathroom. Lucky. I guess you would.
$50.
Of course you would. You would, Maddie. I know you.
All right, what's the limit? The limit? $50 minimum for you to do that?
That's what caused me to do it. But just talking about it has made me think about, at that age, would I have done it for a $20 note?
Yeah.
Would I have done it for a $10 note?
I think you would. Were you at uni then?
Yeah, I would have just been, just started uni.
Desperate uni student.
Yeah, $50, because you could buy, drinks for, $3-4 maybe, or less.
I would have done it for a fiver.
$5?
100%!
You're sinking your hand into a urinal over $5?
Yeah, Why not? I do what you did. I clean it.
$2 coin.
It's always
there's a question.
Oh, not delving into a bowl for $2. Although I did pick 20 cents off the ground in Market Town Shopping Centre 5 days ago.
I love that she's so open to picking up money in public spaces, but she hates foreign money. She refuses to touch money in other countries.
See a penny, pick it up all day long, you have good luck. That's the saying. But we put this on our Facebook page. I went off the chain. Philip commented, guys, and he said, my wife spewed her false teeth out down the toilet while she was pregnant. There's a gummy fish who is very happy in the ocean.
She took them out.
Uh-huh. You reckon?
As if you... False teeth are expensive.
Yeah, it is. I think they're like $500 for a little one.
They ain't cheap. Kelly wrote... It's just Kelly's. It makes me laugh. A lady moved out from next door to me and the plumber had to come because the toilet wouldn't flush. Turned out she'd flushed heaps of clothes down there before she left and blocked everything. Oh. Who does that?
That is the worst.
Take him to the Vinny's bin.
Like, she either has a grudge against the...
The new person that's
the new
moved
person
in.
Or the... The real estate or the landlord, who knows?
But yeah, I'll get them.
Just drop it off at a salvo.
Or chuck it in the bin if you're desperate. Don't throw it down the loo.
Oh, jeez. Well, that was a fascinating segment. Thank you.
Insight into our lives and our limits. Next, though, guys, a bit of a conundrum or hypothetical for you both.
Yeah.
After a guy's revealed he has 3 kidneys.
Well, get ready to harvest, folks. Let's make some money.
This is the chat we're going to have. We'll do it next.
It's 7:18. Good morning. Fresh music right there from One Republic. This is 105.3 New FM 7:24. Currently 10 degrees at Mayfield Crevo.
Very interesting story that Jade came across yesterday. Yeah. This guy, he was having real back issues in the lower back. He's like, oh, I better go get a little CAT scan to sort, you know, see if there's anything wrong. The doctor recommended it. So he goes and he gets the scan and they're looking and they're going, something's a bit off, something's a bit weird here. Turns out he's actually got 3 kidneys.
3.
So this is very rare condition.
Yeah. And when I heard this story, I was like, ching, ching. Blake's ballin'. He's a millionaire.
Well, I mentioned this before, Maddie. You said, oh, harvest time.
Yeah.
Like you'd grown a small crop of strawberries
this
in your
is
backyard.
Me. Maddie, you got 3 kidneys. I'm driving you. And to your appointment, and it'll give me a little something for the drive.
Isn't
once you've cashed up.
That 2 out of 3 people on this show
went
illegal kidney trades.
Yeah. Not overseas.
Well, in Australia, illegal to sell organs, but in some countries you're allowed to, I believe. And some countries it definitely goes on for cash. Now, Jade, you said straight away yesterday, what's a kidney worth? And I had a pretty accurate guess, actually. They're worth about $50,000 on the black market.
It's pretty good. Now, and if it's healthy, like mine, no offence, Maddie, like you're a smoker, you drink a lot more than me, so mine's probably worth a bit more.
You reckon? What
if I had a third kidney because I'm the epiphany of health?
The epiphany.
That's it.
So I was just sort of thinking. Because obviously you can't sell organs in Australia. If you could, would you, around the team?
If I
no,
had...
No, I would donate mine.
Oh, please.
No, do you know what, Jade? If somebody really needed a kidney and it was life or death and I had an extra one, I wouldn't charge them for it.
So you've got 2 now. You've sort of got an extra.
No.
Yeah, Maddie. Table's turned.
Now, if you've got 2, right, your existing 2 kidneys, if it was a loved one or a partner,
that's different.
I would
give
do
a
that.
Kidney.
But if it was a stranger, I'm putting it out there now. I'm keeping it real. I'm not giving a kidney, like, unless I had a third and they're paying me good money for it. Like,
what do you want for it? Like, well, you're not allowed to.
If
but it's 50 hypothetical.
Grand is the
that's sort of the going
the
rate overseas.
Overseas on the you know going rate. Well, like I said, if they do the checks, they're like, I haven't smoked. I'm
you're
not a big
real
drinker.
Healthy. You want a bit more.
I probably eat a little bit more processed food. So you know, Crevo, you like grow a lot of yours, so yours might be worth a little bit more than mine. So
organic.
Crevo's kidney is like the Harris Farm Markets version.
Like, I probably want like a decent amount. Like,
is would 50 grand do it?
Nah.
No.
See, for
not
me, that's
chance.
Not enough.
Maybe it's got to be
big risky
200
operation.
200 grand.
200? Big chunk off the mortgage.
Yep, 100%.
So, Seeker.com have an article on this. How much are your body parts worth in US dollars? The biggest ticket organ you can legally sell in the US is your heart. They're going for a cool $1 million. Livers come in second, worth about $557,000.
Yeah.
And Crevo, officially, kidneys, not on the black market, $262,000.
I was right on the money.
Yes, they're right. That's over in the US.
In the US, yeah.
Yeah, see, I guess people do it at some point. I don't know.
But I'm only doing it if I've got three.
You're not doing it too?
No, unless like a family member.
Yeah, we're not talking about that.
That's different. But if I had three, no, because you always need a spare. What if one of mine went? It's risky.
I'm more concerned that there are multiple articles on the internet listing what organs cost. So you're 50 grand, they're ripping themselves off.
Yeah. There must be.
Yeah.
Maybe that's over like in another country.
Yeah, quite possibly. Hey, coming up next.
What a chat. When you've talked about absolutely everything, this is what we get to.
Organ selling. Love it or loathe it, coming up after the news, 7:20. Hey, good morning.
UFM. Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo. The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM.
Oh, you're so mature now, Maddie.
Oh,
since
yeah,
hitting
thanks.
Your 30s, things have changed, haven't they?
You bought a desk. You've got an office set up in your room at home. Really proud.
Yeah, you know, very official now, radio professional with your desk and desk organiser, little pot for the pencils.
Do you know what was really, really cute when I saw the picture of Maddie's desk? He has a picture of us framed on there.
Oh, that's really nice.
I've actually got to pull you up on something about that. You just reminded me.
Uh-oh.
So, I sent the picture to another person that works here, right, and he noticed that picture. And he said to me, where did you get that photo? And I said, well, Jade gave it to me for my birthday. It's a picture of the team.
Yeah.
And he goes, that frame looks really familiar. And I'm like, does it? And he goes, yeah, I'm pretty sure a listener sent that in like 2 years ago for somebody else.
They did. And the person didn't want it.
So you squirreled it away.
I took it and I thought, you know what? This will come in handy. And then
it did.
I went looking for actual picture frames to buy you and I couldn't find one as good. And I was like, you know what? That'll fit perfectly. So I re-gifted an unwanted gift that I took.
Bowerbird Jade
now
strikes
I've got
again.
It right in place on my desk, my big boy's desk.
You know what? I'm actually really touched that you kept it and you've got it out in display.
There you go. That's see, very I do
nice.
Love you guys. I do love you guys.
I know. I love you too.
Hey, going to do a round of Love It or Loathe It next. Get Crevo and Jade's thoughts on the daily topics right now, though. Hunters and collectors. This is the Holy Grail, New FM, 7:37. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love it.
Or loathe it.
Loathe it.
Yep, it's time to get Crevo and Jade's thoughts on the daily topics. Of course, one rule, no fence sitting allowed. Today's topic is coming out of retirement.
3, 2, 1, go.
I'm going to say love it. And I'm going to say that because I think that a lot of people, they think they want to retire, but when you retire, a lot of it is just golf and sitting around. And people are like, golf's not that good.
Oh, I'm going to say loathe it. I think once you're gone, that's it. Retire and bow out, you know?
You don't want to work now.
Yeah. No, when you want to retire.
Well, you can't talk, Crevo. You want to retire at 50.
No, I'm not saying that that's, like, for everyone, but just for, like, other people, they can do it if they want.
So, do you know who's coming out of retirement, guys?
Who?
Mike Tyson.
Oh, well, I saw the training videos, and he actually has very little money.
Who's he trying to go up against? Money Mayweather.
Yeah.
That's the rumoured big million-dollar fight.
There was also a big rumour going around. Some guy put, I think it was $150,000, so small amount in terms of boxing money, on the table for him to verse Barry Hall, the AFL player.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, like an exhibition match. There's an Instagram video on Mike Tyson's Insta he's released, and he's looking fierce.
How old is he?
50-something.
53.
Mm.
See, it's very worrying when you see... I don't know, I just feel like he could really hurt himself badly, like in terms of his...
He's not young anymore, like
that's
50...
Right.
Like
you get a couple of big hits to the head.
Guys, 53 years old.
Oh, it's, no, that's not old.
It's not like he's 70. Those
no, but in terms of
in
sport, in boxing...
In boxing, that's like 100.
That's a big deal. Like, you're not as fit as you used to me.
That face tat. Imagine that coming at you. It doesn't matter how old.
That's
got to
go. If I could give Mike Tyson some advice, I'd be like, get that lasered off, mate.
I think you're right, though. It's more about the money. Obviously, he's running low on funds, and he's we'll do one more fight. One more fight.
His estimated net worth is only about $3 million. Like, that might sound like a lot to your everyday person.
But he's the sort of person that I reckon would be blowing it on, like, women and
at the peak of his cash, he had... more like in the hundreds of millions, and he's lost it all down to $3 million. So in terms of, like, I believe he'll come out of retirement because I think he'll want the cash. People were saying, oh, he'd do it for charity. At his point, he's going to be the charity in terms of cash.
He's
really
still got another 30 years of living on
that's
earth.
Right.
Like, if he's lucky to make his like mid late 80s.
That's it. So he needs the cash. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, well, another rumour is going around that they're trying to put together a trilogy match with fellow retiree Evander Holyfield, who is 57.
Now, that I believe.
I would love to see that. My family are all boxers.
Like
so,
a vintage match.
I've got this weird
match.
Interest in boxers. Like a vintage match. Like, I think
that's
cool.
That's
a bit different, like, than taking on someone young.
So I'm trying to look here at the peak, Mike Tyson peak.
He has 44 of his 50 victories by knockout, Mike Tyson.
He had...
Good record.
300 million at the peak.
Wow.
And he is now down to 3 million.
What the hell?
That's like these big stars that just spend it all.
That's something else.
He makes them. He does cameo in movies, but I haven't seen him in one for a while. Like The Hangover. I know he featured in that a bit.
But when you like at that level, like in terms of your net worth is so low, they can do low offers. Like he probably only got a couple hundred grand for that.
Well, it's not cheap, though. Look, getting the gardens maintained of a mansion.
That's right. Like his cash. That's true. Like
a lot of maintenance.
Bleeding cash. So I reckon he'll do it because I reckon he needs the cash.
You know how like one light goes in your house and the other four go? Imagine changing all the lights in one of these mansions.
See, I don't understand why retired boxers who aren't match fit anymore don't become wrestlers. They should become wrestlers.
Or coach.
Or to get sponsorship. Surely he could find some company that would want him to do ads or something.
GoDaddy.
Yeah, they'll pay anyway.
If we had a budget, either try get Mike Tyson to endorse our show.
Mike Tyson endorses the Novos.
Yeah.
It's my favourite radio show.
New FM.
New FM.
Well, guys, things are taking a different turn all of a sudden.
Oh, I thought.
Yeah, instead of, Mike Tyson taking a punch, this poor woman has taken a bullet to the chest.
Jeez,
like,
that's full on.
Full on. And it was meant to go through her heart, but you're not going to believe what saved her life. I'll tell you in a sec.
Okay, 7:46, good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Joe Bros, what a man got to do. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM. Tops of 23 degrees on the coast today, Jade.
Incredible story, guys. A woman was saved from death by her breast implants after they deflected a bullet when she was shot in the chest. Sounds unbelievable. Sounds like a made-up story, but it's true. This happened.
Value for money.
Yep.
Far out. Life-saving devices.
So this woman, she's in her 30s, early 30s, it says in this article. She's walking down the street in Canada when she was shot. She only realized she'd been shot when she felt heat and pain in her chest and saw blood when she looked down. She was treated at the hospital and they removed her implant, and the doctors couldn't find the bullet in her chest. So apparently they had a look in the implant and they'd found it intact, lodged straight in the breast implant, just in the middle.
Who shot her?
It hasn't gone into detail. Police are investigating that at the moment.
Just a random shooting bullet.
Yeah, but they said that the implant was damaged, obviously, from the bullet, but it was beneath the woman's right breast in her chest, and once they removed it, they said that it saved her life, because if it wasn't there, it stopped the bullet from going through to the heart. She just had a fractured rib.
That's it.
Yeah.
Do you reckon yours are strong enough to stop that? Your implants?
I don't have implants.
What do you mean?
I don't have breast implants.
You say that.
I don't have breast implants.
I think that you do.
I don't.
They're too big.
I do have big boobs, but they're natural, Maddie.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Do you really think that?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I feel like that's something Jade would say. No, I haven't got any implants, but she actually does.
I did say that I don't have implants.
Back on the Gold Coast, you need to... You're buckled to public pressure in the bikini contest that you used to go in.
I sold out and got implants. Yeah. No, I don't.
Then that other person beat you. Who was that again?
Oh, the hot legs competition.
Oh, no, that's a different one. Casey.
And she worked there. That was all right.
Well, I mean, look, value for money. I mean, when people say don't get implants,
who knew they could save your life?
Well, exactly. It sort of changed my mind about it, because I actually, do whatever you want to do. It's all up to you. No, I've always sort of been a bit off them, because the thing is, with breast implants, you have to get them redone. Don't quote me, it's roughly, 10 to 15 years.
You sure know a lot about them.
No, I know, but no, because all my girlfriends, I had girlfriends who got their breasts done. Actually, two of them went to Bali and got them done. One here, my mum's had, and my Ben's mother, my mother-in-law, actually, they had their breasts reduced. So it's a common thing that happens now. Breast implants and reductions, but...
I think the reduction wouldn't save your life.
No. Breast augmentation.
That's it. But,
fascinating. Getting saved by that.
So if you're thinking about it...
I would have thought it'd be more like a very thin sort of
thing. Do you want to see a photo? You should Google this today if you get the chance. But for me, I just always felt them being very unnatural, and I just think anything... shouldn't be in your body.
They're double X sized implants. They're massive.
No wonder it saved her life.
Yeah, they were huge.
But anyway. I can't believe somebody would put that in their body.
It is amazing, isn't it?
Wow. There you go.
What a great story. Somebody's life saved today.
News time coming up next, and then Crevo.
This is an interesting one. We're talking how long you have not spoken to somebody in your family. This is after Demi Moore's daughter said she didn't speak to her mum for 3 years. I've got the details on why. But 131009 to join the show. Have you not spoken to somebody in your family for years and years, and what's the story behind it?
Yeah, and you don't have to name yourself or them.
Yeah, you can stay anonymous, for sure.
We'll give you some wine.
Yeah, bottle of wine.
Bottle of wine.
131009, give us a buzz.
All right, 7:56, good morning. Jay, Maddie and Crevo. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, 131009 this morning. We are asking you, Newcastle, how long has it been since you've spoken to a family member?
That's all because Demi Moore has revealed for 3 years she didn't speak to her daughter Tallulah because she was trying for another kid with Ashton Kutcher and the whole relationship broke down. 3 years with your own daughter seems unbelievable to me.
But it happens.
Yeah.
A lot.
Families
so
are complicated,
they
right?
They are. No one's family's perfect. And this morning we're going to Pete. Thank you for joining us.
That's okay.
So can you tell us about the member in your family that you haven't spoken to for a while?
Yeah, well, it's pretty much my whole family I haven't spoken to for about 23 years.
Wow. And why is that?
Oh, pretty much I had a brother that liked to sleep with my kid's mother. And then I had a mother that wanted to defend them.
Wow.
Jeez.
Hey, that must have been a pretty horrible thing to have to deal with. And, I mean, I guess you'd still be dealing with it to this day. 23 years without speaking to your entire family. That's massive.
Oh, not really. It's a godsend, actually.
Wow.
So you're right now, or...?
Yeah, of course I am. Yeah. I'm a better person for it, I think.
So your brother who was sleeping with your wife, are they together? Do they end up together?
No, it was just a passing fancy that happened at the time.
Yep.
Do you think you could ever forgive your brother?
No.
How do your kids feel about this? They know the truth that came out afterwards?
Yeah, they do. And like, they have seen my family once when my father passed. But apart from that, they're not very desirable people, so my kids don't really miss them.
Yeah,
so you've kind of just got your own little family going on now. So, you know, that's what it's all about, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Exactly. It's about teaching your kids morals and what's right in life.
Yeah, so you became a single dad. And how old are your kids now?
My daughter's 25 and my son's 27.
Oh, wow.
What a great job you've done there, Peter. Yeah. That's really good, mate.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
No worries at all. And do you know what? We're going to give you some wine, so just hold the line there. Thank you for that. Let's go to Abby. Good morning, Abby.
Hello.
How are you today?
Good.
How long has it been and who is it in your family that you're not speaking to?
It's been about 6 years without speaking to my cousin.
Your cousin. Now, cousin, obviously secondary family member. Were you quite close to your cousin before you stopped speaking?
Pretty much. Yes. We had a pretty close family.
Mm-hmm. So what happened?
None of us really know besides his parents. He had two kids and then they stopped talking to him.
Wow.
So it's just a total mystery.
Yeah, so we're kind of like, oh, we shouldn't talk to him because if his parents don't, then...
Have you ever thought about picking up the phone and reaching out and getting the other side of the story?
Yeah.
Yeah, Abby, I think you should give him a call. I mean, you should not... I guess it's not for us to say what to do or whatever, but to me, from that bit of information, I feel like you should always ask the person who's involved.
Seems like there might be another side to that story.
Yeah, you always got to get both sides so you can make your own decision.
Please keep us updated
if
there's any changes to that story. Let's go to one more. Tony, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm good.
That's the way. So who is it in your family and how long has it been?
Well, I've got an older brother who's, he's in his 60s, and he's, there was a bit of a family rift going back about 35 years ago when I was a young'un, but we actually haven't spoken to him since 11 years. He sort of came back from mum's funeral, and then everything was really good. We thought we'd reconnected, and then silence. The silence again. He lives in New Zealand.
Jeez, 11 years with your own brother.
So does he just... was there a problem? Did something happen? Or he just sort of disappears and just goes AWOL?
Well, yeah, going back, I think... So my sister's gay and she came out and, had a thing with her partner, like at a Christmas function or something. Yeah. I was probably a kid, not even 10 years old back then. So I didn't know much about it. But then, like I said, 11 years ago we spoke, we reconnected, we came back from mum's funeral, it was good, you know, and then silence.
Jeez, that's tough, like, just speaking once in that whole 35-year period.
Tony, have you tried to get in contact with him, or each time
we found him on Facebook, we friended him on Facebook, and my other brothers... we're in Bali about 5 years ago. We all got a tattoo, the same tattoo on our leg. Mm-hmm. And he liked it and gave a comment. And we said, maybe he is still alive. Maybe he is. But
trying to reach out.
That to me is so shocking that, you know, you don't even know that if he's alive.
Yeah. I think my other brother has spoke to him or something.
Yeah,
but,
Well, Tony, jeez. Well, look, all the best to you, mate, and I hope it all works out in the end. Thank you for everybody sharing their stories this morning. That was quite personal. And like I said, people and families, you know, they're complicated. There's never an easy, you know, black or white answer, is there?
No, if you've got, you know, good ones that you like, stick with them and talk to them, because like that, hearing some of those stories is just really shocking.
You're very good with your family, Jad. I actually did notice a post you did the other day, you know, family is everything. And it's something that sometimes a lot of us, you know, especially if you're not around your family, you do forget that. Family is very important.
Yeah, I love mine to pieces. I'm very blessed. Like, I'm grateful, so
yeah,
I'm
very lucky.
Well, thank you for that. Coming up next, though, gonna change gears. Now, Jade, since I've known you, you're the one person that is obsessed with lip gloss in my life, you know, and I know lots of gay people, and you by far are the person that takes the cake for the lip gloss queen. Now, you love Carmex.
I do. It's the go-to. It's a classic. You can't beat it, in my opinion.
You have had so many different types of Carmexes. The amount of times I've heard you say to me across the nearly 2 years of knowing you, smell this one, look at this one. Now, you've tried to get some freebies from Carmex in the past by plugging them on your socials.
Yeah.
Because you're an influencer, so you're hoping to get a freebie, right?
I try. I like, you know what? I like, and that's not a crime. It's okay to want to win things.
Now, Carmex have never responded to your multiple Insta stories, your posts, your direct message. And this morning, you actually sung a little song, and you've added it to your Insta story.
Yeah.
But what I thought we'll do, rather than just trying to throw that little bit of bait out there for them to just come to you and say, oh, hey, here's all this lip gloss, Jade, I thought we'd go direct to the source and call Carmex.
Yeah, cool.
Oh, brilliant.
Next, and you can sing your little song and hit them up for some freebies.
Yeah, okay, cool. All right, I'm on.
We're going to do that next. Jade, trying to get free lip gloss next at the Novos, 8:16.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
The man with a million names, Puff Daddy, this is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Now this morning, Jade, I've missed you. I've missed your antics. I've missed everything about you when I was on holidays. Now, you've got some lip gloss here this morning. Now, you've been singing a song all morning. Can you explain why you're singing Sugar Plum?
Okay, so my lip gloss this morning that I'm wearing is the Carmex Sugar Plum one. And I've been obsessed with it. And when the mics are off, you can watch it on our live stream on our Facebook page. I sometimes like to sing to the songs, or I'll sing you guys a song that I just make up on a whim. And I was looking at you, Maddie, and I got inspired, and I just started singing a song about my lip gloss. I was serenading you just for fun.
And the flavour is?
It's Sugar Plum. And I just put it on my lips, and then I was looking at you, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to sing Maddie's song about my lip gloss.
Long story short, she's trying to get a whole heap of free lip gloss from Carmex.
That's
true. This is something she's tried to do
for a good year now.
Several times in the past. They think they must think that you're trolling them, because they never contact you and never send you anything for free.
Because I've always, like, I'd never even heard of Carmex until I met you. Because they must be some small brand, are they? Like,
no, they're massive. They're actually an American brand. And it annoys me because it's super cheap to buy over in the States, but here it's a lot more expensive.
How much is it? A lot of money for a tub.
I think it's like $5.50, $6.99 in some places.
Okay.
So you're not bankrupt from it.
But it's the best. Like, if you have really crappy chapped lips, it's the best.
You've recorded a video for your Insta story. You've tagged Carmex Australia in them.
Yes.
Any response?
None just yet.
Okay. What I thought we'd do, live call, we're going to ring up the Australian distributor of Carmex, and we're just going to go direct to the source.
This is the way to do it. Why mess around with trying to get them involved?
Screw that. Yeah. Okay. Let's call them up, shall we? They're in Queensland. The company is called in Noosaville.
Oh, Noosa, get out of town.
Bikari Holdings.
Okay. Let's get in touch with them.
Now, I think you should sing them the song.
Yeah, good.
Tell them who you are.
Tell them where to find you.
Okay.
Send you the freebie.
Tell them about the radio station or?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You want a plug for the Novos?
Let's try it again. Okay. Calling now. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Thank you for calling Bakari Holdings, the Australian distributor of Carmex for Farm.
Leave a message,
at 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday to Friday. Please leave a message including your name, contact number, and reason for your call. In touch shortly. Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, got a... Hello, it's Jade here. I'm from the Novos in Newcastle. I'm a huge fan. I'm on a radio station and you're live on air, actually. I stalk your Instagram feed a fair bit and I have been trying to win your year's supply of CarMax moisturising lip balms, and I decided to sing you a song about my favourite one at the moment, okay? Here we go. Sugar, sugar, na 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 na. Ah, sugar plum, na 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 na. You make my lips taste nice. I wear you every night. So that's it. I'm wearing your sugar plum flavoured moisturising lip balm right now. And if you'd like to contact me and give me a freebie for giving your plug live to all of Newcastle, you can call the station on 49680105, or I tagged you on my Instagram post. It's at the THE Jade Leader, LEDER. Damn it!
Also, what's the name of the business?
CarMax.
How do you... Because you called them CarMax.
CarMax. Damn it!
I love CarMax.
CarMax, CarMax. Oh, I was excited.
Can't even deal.
I will hopefully share. If I win the year's supply, I'm happy to share with you guys.
Hopefully you get some. Thanks, Jade.
And the listeners, maybe
they'll be so insulted every you got the name wrong.
Oh, look.
You had one job. Get the name of the company right.
I love so CarMax.
News time next with Hamish. Then what's the goss here at New FM? It's 8:29. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
New FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo.
De Novos.
A massive thanks to Happy Mobile Cafe for hooking us up with the coffees today, Maddie. Your first coffee back.
How was it?
Oh my gosh. It was amazing.
It's the good stuff,
isn't
it? I
haven't had a proper coffee in 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, right.
Really? You haven't been going out?
No, I've been drinking instant black coffee at home. I never have any milk.
is it like a certain brand or?
It's actually the Robert Tim's 42.
Oh, I've got right. Robert yeah. Tim's at the moment, but not the Dunkin' ones in the teabag form.
They're the ones I like.
I've got just the...
I don't think my housemate wants the coffee because she was like, you can drink as much of that as you want.
Really?
Like,
okay. Really, no, really like... bad.
Can I have your jar when you're done? I'm keeping jars at the moment.
Okay.
It's what, like, really old hoarder ladies do, isn't it?
Sure.
Yeah, and you know what? Jars. Everyone can laugh at me.
Tomato sauce jars.
Yeah, I keep those and the ice cream containers, and don't they come in handy?
You know what? My mum does that as well.
Yeah.
If you go to her under the sink cupboard, it's full of ice cream containers.
My mum does as well. That's something that I think that generation does.
Maybe.
I'm older. I've got an old soul, okay?
Yeah. What's
knitting
the goss?
And collecting containers.
What's the goss up next with you, Jade? What's on the way?
Well, there's a particular celebrity who looks like, I can't do the math, but she looks like 50 years younger than what she actually is. And some people are saying she's actually a vampire.
Okay.
I think I know who it is.
Really?
I'm going to guess. And after the break.
After the break.
So the goss is that somebody's a vampire?
Yeah. Oh, and okay. a particular
so
celebrity.
Factual.
And also a celebrity's had a baby. Oh, cool. Welcomed a new little celebrity generation to the planet.
Excellent. Right now, the latest from Sam Smith. This is To Die For at New FM. Good morning, Newcastle. Very deep stuff there from Sam Smith. To Die For. Gosh. New FM, 8:40 with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Got a little update, of course. We just called CarMex, the lip balm company, before, after Jade tried to get some freebies through their Instagram competition. Give us an update. Something has happened, Jade.
Yes, so I just picked up my my phone. I thought, I'll check Instagram, just see what's happened. And then I see, Jade, you've been mentioned in CarMex Australia's story. So they shared it. So who knows? They've got to get there. They've got to check their phone messages yet.
And how many followers have you got from it just then?
Oh, I think it was about 6.
Oh, happy days. At Winning. The Jade Leader. At the Jade Leader. Our time for What's the Goss?
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos. I gotta testify. All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
What's
alrighty, guys. This actually blew me away. So, designer Vera Wang, wow. There is no way she's 70 years old. Vera Wang. Well, apparently, she's 70 years old. Well, that's not even apparent. That's her age. She's 70.
I'm just Googling a current picture of her.
And they're saying she's a woman trapped in a 20-year-old's body because she looks amazing for her age. Her body, her skin, just everything. Honest to God.
I'm going to say she's had a bit of filler, just looking at the picture.
In her face?
Yeah.
Oh, probably. She's probably had some. But you know what?
Because it looks like she's doing, you know when people, like, they try and smile and it doesn't really work? Because they've had too much face filler.
No, but
there's a lot of that gear going on, if I'm honest.
But just look at her body, though. Like, that's incredible. Her skin looks amazing. She doesn't have any spider veins or anything like that going on.
Vera Wang is so rich.
Oh, big money.
How much is she worth?
Well, her perfume, I brought some Vera Wang perfume for my mum once.
Yeah.
It cost me like $300.
Did it really?
It's like they're really expensive.
All right, here we go. Net worth.
I'm going to say $1 billion.
Nah, $650 million. Still, like, that's all
a lot.
That's all the money you can ever spend. Because she teams up with big companies.
Yeah.
Like, so for example, she does like homeware stuff. She'll team up with like the Wedgwood, you know, all these elite like homeware companies and
stuff.
Yeah,
with David Jones, Meyer.
Yeah, and does like a deal with them and just puts her name on like a candlestick or something and then it's $700.
Yeah, she was raised in New York, but she has Chinese descent and like Asians age really well.
They do.
They have great genetics.
I have a friend. He's a friend. He's like 65.
Yeah.
Right, he used to be an old customer of mine at the paint shop.
Yeah.
He's like this really eccentric Chinese man.
Yeah.
And he looks about, I reckon, 38. It's actually unbelievable.
Yeah, it's insane. Well, no joke. Google, was it Vera Wang at some point today? And you're going to be amazed because she does not look 70. You could say she's 26.
Well, the other one that everyone, you know, has been talking about being a vampire is, of course, Poe from MasterChef.
Classic example.
Yeah, everyone can't believe her. She's 47. She looks like she's about 30.
It's insane.
I tell you what, they say black don't crack, neither does the beautiful Asian skin because they look after it so well.
Yeah, I've never heard that term before,
neither
but it's true.
I.
And real quick, we mentioned this on the show a couple of weeks ago. It all came out in the wash that Harry Potter's Ronald Weasley, his real name, obviously Rupert Grint.
Yeah.
I've spelt that wrong in the article. He's had a baby.
Oh, that's nice.
Ranger? So, no pictures have been released, and they haven't even released the name, but I reckon it's a Ranger for sure, or Rednard, or whatever the term is. Like, Ginger Ninja, like, what's his name? Ed Sheeran likes to call himself.
Yeah.
That's all
Ginger Warrior.
Good. Nice little story there to wrap
I love
up.
Red hair. I saw this little girl, at the shops a couple of days ago. She had gorgeous red curls, strawberry, stunning.
Rupert Grint's really retreated back into the privacy of his own life, hasn't he?
Oh,
he has all the money to use forever.
Yeah.
So why not?
Yeah, he actually came out there saying, oh, we want privacy. He doesn't put much on his Instagram or anything. I was surprised.
There you go. Well, thank you for that, Jade. Up next, though, the latest with Hamish Ury. Everything COVID-19 doing it next here at the Novos is 8:45.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you... Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. The latest with Hamish.
Yeah, the man is here with the latest. Hamish, hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. Oh, yeah.
That's the way.
Mate, now, obviously, Gladys has done her press conference.
Yep.
What's the latest, mate?
Okay, so mixed news at the moment. So, unfortunately, the death toll from coronavirus has actually gone up again. An 81-year-old who was a passenger on the Ruby Princess cruise ship, it has increased the statewide death toll to 47. You know, it is important to note, though, that this is actually the first COVID-19 death reported in Australia since last Tuesday. So we're actually doing rather well. And now, of course, this is tragic news. But, I mean, on the whole, we're doing rather well. 6 more cases of COVID-19 detected from 8,000 tests. Now, that's important to note. That's a good amount of tests conducted. So, you know.
Well, the Premier keeps telling us 8,000 is the number that we really need to be at each day.
Yeah. 8 to 10,000 they're aiming for. Mm. And it's also important. Yeah, it's important to note that at least 2 of these ones, I think, were actually relating to cases detected last week. There was a little bit of doubt about the accuracy of the test, so they had them, investigated closer, and it turned out that they were positive, but they were from last week.
All right. Okay. So that's really good.
Yeah, always. Yeah. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, speaking of getting tested, he has been cleared of coronavirus. He had an unfortunate coughing incident yesterday when he was giving an economic state of the state of the country address. He's immediately self-isolated and got himself tested, but he's got his results back already. Gee, I tell you what, they put the accelerator on that one, didn't they?
Far out. They must have, their own lab or something.
It's the same with health professionals as well, too. It's within a very short period of time, basically the next day. The rest of us have to wait, I think, 72 hours, it is.
It's like they were lighting
2 or 3 days.
Was it methylated spirits? Boom!
Straight up it went. Get this one through quickly.
Front of the line. That's
He's got money stuff to do.
Rush this one through. Look, I don't mind if the person who's holding the purse strings of the country has his test done quickly.
He's probably devastated. He's probably hoping for a couple of weeks off.
Being the treasurer at the moment, you'd be doing a bit of extra work.
You would.
You're putting in your overtime sheets. That's for sure.
Speaking of tests, again as well, too, you know about the swab tests, obviously, two of you, very much so.
Yeah.
There's another type of test that they were conducting as well, too. They were antibody tests. Now, this is different. It's a blood. They basically take a pinprick of blood and they analyse it to determine whether or not it shows any of the antibodies from COVID-19. Now, there's about 1.5 million of them that were bought by the federal government. However, it's been revealed that they actually aren't accurate enough to be rolled out, to be used. They don't work properly.
So they buy a million of them.
A million and a half of them. And
how much are they?
A lot, I'm guessing.
So the British government, for example, they bought about the same amount, and they're actually suing the companies who sold the tests for $20 million. Well, they're getting a refund
Did China sell them? Are they from China?
No, the government is actually saying where they got them from.
They're from China.
Mm.
Yeah. I wonder if they're good better chance off getting a refund or selling them on. You'd refund them.
They're useless.
They'd be good for other diseases or other research.
Nah, they're actually useless, I think.
Yeah, I think that
if
they
it's
were.
It's a test for COVID-19 that doesn't work properly.
Yeah, but you.
The market for that is very limited.
It's specifically designed to look for antibodies produced by COVID-19, the COVID-19 virus. So I don't know if it's really. Yeah, there've been too many false positive results from that.
We're not scientists. There's always a possibility.
Are these those same ones where they tested a papaya and it came up as positive?
You know, I think you might be right. I'll have to find out.
I love papaya. I feel like that now for breakfast.
Go treat yourself, Jade.
Well, I mean, thanks, Jade.
Wouldn't risk it.
After hearing that. Yeah.
Thank you, Hamish. Another day. There we go. Thank you very much.
Very interesting.
Wow. Papayas.
They're yummy. It's a fruit.
It's
a fruit.
Yep. Hey, first day back for us all as the team after holidays. It was good. We had fun. Glad to be back, guys. Lizzie coming up next with 105 minutes commercial free. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. We'll see you then, guys.
Bye.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.